Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, well, welcome people around here. They call me the Sandman. You hear the jingle. That is my name. It's because I help people sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. That's because I am an attorney and a financial advisor. Kind of a unique bird, if you will. We are broadcasting live right now out of our little studio, out of the basement here in downtown Oakland. It's kind of gray over here today. So if you had a question maybe about the wild ride on Wall Street this week, are we headed for a recession? Global meltdown, China, Trump tweets. I mean, it was an exciting week, and I don't think it's over yet. So let me ask you a question. How are you feeling about the market right now? With all the stock market volatility we've seen these past few weeks, this week was no exception, including yesterday. The yield curve, now it's the bond market. I'll explain that in a minute. Inverting several times this past week. And then you had all the president's men saying there is no recession coming. But then you have lots of people saying there is a recession coming. And then we had China retaliate. So obviously the market's slowing down. And I'm going to ask you a question again. How are you feeling about your accounts right now? Well, if you're thinking about the market, then you've definitely tuned into the right place today. I thought today would be the perfect time to go back in history and look at the wisdom of the founding fathers, because, hey, it's been over 200 years, but many of the principles and things that they said hold water today. I'm going to examine what some of the founding fathers' wisdom can teach us today as we think about these volatile markets and how to manage your money better despite the precarious position that we find ourselves in today. So keep attuned here for the next hour as we share financial wisdom from the founding fathers. You might just learn something. Right now, there's been a lot of sleepless nights with all this market volatility. Everyone wants to know what's going to happen next. You've got markets pretty near all-time highs. We have the Fed right now, essentially versus the president on the issue of a recession coming. And now we've got China retaliating against what we feel are proper tariffs. And so if you love America, then I thought it was a perfect time to step back and examine what the founding fathers' wisdom could still teach us today about how to manage our money better during these volatile and uncertain times, because people keep talking about that word recession. Now, when you talk about recession, that means typically the markets, the stock markets, will drop about 20%. That's a classic recession. And right now, according to some of the numbers, the UK, Germany, Hong Kong, they're all in a recession. You see what's going on in Hong Kong right now with people in the streets, 1.4 million people walking around in the streets. Can you imagine that if it happened here? So these are the things that are happening right now. And I thought we'd look at John Adams. John Adams was one of the founding fathers, pretty smart guy. Maybe you saw that segment on TV a few years ago. There was a book about him. It was a great book if you didn't read that book. And he had something to say about financial education, and I thought you might want to hear this. This is a letter that Mr. Adams wrote to Thomas Jefferson in 1787. Can you imagine? Think back, 1787. So here's what Mr. Adams had to say to Mr. Jefferson. Quote, "All the perplexities, confusion, and distress in America arise not from the defects of the Constitution, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation, end quote. What's he talking about? He's talking about financial education. And that's what I love about doing this show, is that we have the opportunity to educate folks on things that apply to your money. And this is a great opportunity to go back. We talked about the podcast, pyaradio.com. I would encourage you, we spent a lot of time reducing the show to about 24 minutes at the pyaradio.com website, and you can listen to all kinds of great information brought to you in a very poignant way, in an easy to digest format. So you can listen to it on your way to work. You can listen to it as you're cooking a meal. Come on. Anyway, so that's something. But anyway, listen. So Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were having a conversation, and John Adams happens to say, "Hey, look, you need to know more about your money. You need to know about your money, your credit, how it works. These are things you need to learn about." And I'd say that we have something in common with John Adams, and that's financial education. So we have several ways we do it. We do this show, as you know, every week, and we do workshops. And so if you want to join one of our workshops, we have a few coming up. And at these workshops, we really get into financial education, learning all kinds of great information that you've never heard about. And maybe you have questions about things. And in these workshops, you can bring your questions and you can ask your questions and get them answered. So go to pyaevents.com, pyaevents.com, and you can register there. We have four events coming up in the next few weeks out in Walnut Creek and Santa Clara. If I were you, I'd go to the Santa Clara. I'm just kidding. but you can register right there and learn some more things. So let's move on. So here's another quote from Thomas Jefferson. Never spend your money before you have earned it. Now, this was a letter from Thomas Jefferson to his granddaughter outlining what he calls the 12 canons of conduct in life. This was written in 1811. So Mr. Jefferson was around for a while, obviously, and he learned quite a bit throughout his lifetime about money. So again, never spend your money before you have earned it. Now, this is something that my grandmother taught me, which is if you put something on a credit card, make sure you have the money in the bank to pay for it. That was a great piece of advice I got when I was young, and I make sure I pay my credit card bill off every month in full. And you should too. This is something that's just critical, so important. So when you think about Jefferson's words of wisdom, which he shared in letters to his children and grandchildren, these are still applicable more than two centuries later. Because if you fail to live within your means, this leads to debt. And debt leads to financial insecurity. And right now, when we're looking at a recession, at a global slowdown, what are some things you can do to protect yourself right now? I would agree with Mr. Jefferson and with Mr. Adams. Get educated. I'm glad you're listening right now. But stop spending more than you earn. And I mean that. I mean, if you're earning money right now and you're paying your taxes, maybe you're waiting to pay your taxes, right? Because you're on a quarterly system and you haven't thought about it. If you're self-employed, certainly. If you have your own business. So you're paying for things, but you're not taking taxes out. That's a big mistake. So what I'd encourage you to do now is flip your thinking around a little bit. Pay your taxes first. Put some money into your 401k. And then whatever's left over, make sure you have an emergency account. We've talked about that in previous shows. You can go back and listen to that in the podcast. And then make sure you've got enough to then pay what you can afford that week. Don't go out and buy extra things or do extra things that you don't have money for. That's the first thing you could do right now. Now, Mr. Jefferson, this was quite interesting. Even though he had all this wisdom, he had all kinds of information about debt. And it turns out, listen to this quote, "But I know nothing more important to inculcate," I don't know what that word means, "into the minds of young people than the wisdom, the honor, and the blessed comfort of living within their income. To calculate in good time how much less pain will cost them to the plainest style of living, which keeps them out of debt. then after a few years of splendor above their income, to have their property taken away for debt when they have a family growing up to maintain and provide for. That was a letter to Martha Jefferson in 1808. Jefferson knew what he was talking about. He not only inherited debt from his father-in-law. Think about that. So you have an in-law now passing debt on to you. I've had several folks who have shared that experience with us. But he lived beyond his means, which is easy to do today. We're inundated with so many cool things, and you can have Amazon drop it off on your doorstep. It's so easy now. But it's dangerous. And when Thomas Jefferson died, despite all his knowledge and brilliance, it's estimated, get this, he owed $2.64 million in today's dollars. Did you know that? So he was in debt for that much. Wow. So right now, when we're looking at a recession, and you may think at this moment in time, everything's going okay. Well, now it's important to take advantage of our free financial planning process to see if you're in good shape or when this hits, which will be in the near future, whether you're looking at a financial train wreck. I want you to double check your 401k investments right now. When was the last time you did an MRI on your 401k? So I would like you to check the risk level on your account right now. Figure out how much risk you're taking. What's your downside going to be in the next 6 months if the market were to drop 20%? What would that mean to you? If you remember back to 2008, 2009, and the dot-com bust, your 401k did what? It became a 201k. And if you're planning on retiring, say, in the next couple months or at the end of this year, and you have to live off of that, that's dangerous. That could get you into some serious trouble. So I know what you're saying. You may be saying right now, well, I have a plan. I have an advisor. But like John Adams said, it always makes sense to be more educated because, this is what he said, you don't know what you don't know. So whether you have a plan in place or whether you have an advisor or whether you're just trying to make sense of it all, you should join us at our next workshop. It's a plain English, straightforward conversation where we're going to teach you three things. How taxes can change in retirement. How do you protect your money? How do you get more from Social Security, which is rightfully yours? Come to our workshop and you can get to know us. Right now, we have four dates. So if you go to pyaevents.com, again, pyaevents.com, we have events coming up the next couple of weeks in Walnut Creek and Santa Clara. 866-PROTECT to reserve your seat. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where we're going to share one way Ben Franklin chose to grow his money during volatile times. Found out how he did it. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. I'm the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. We'll be right back after these messages. Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And today we're talking about the recession that's coming and just around the corner. So I want you just to relax, take a deep breath. And we're talking about the founding fathers and all the great advice they had, which actually is applying today. So if you missed the last segment, go check out our podcast at pyaradio.com, where you can hear the first segment where we're talking about Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and what great ideas they had back then, which apply today. And I know right now when you're hearing all this in the media, you're hearing President Trump getting active about this, you're having China retaliate, you have the Fed talking and split, as a matter of fact. I think it's fascinating right now what's going on with the Fed. I mean, think about this. The Fed, in a way, is encouraging you and me and business owners to take risk. I mean, think about that. They're talking about lowering rates more to keep this train going. What does that do? That encourages you to keep invested and stay in the stock market. And that may or may not be a good thing for you right now. You know, everyone's different. So that's not what they're supposed to do. And right now, really, it's about policy. And the Fed can't control policy. That's politics. So you've got a very interesting dynamic setting up right now. And that's why the Fed right now is divided. I mean, they're 50-50 right now. We don't know which direction they're going to go. And that's what's so fascinating. And what does it mean to your money? Because no one wants to make a bad decision. We've all felt that. We had the 2000 happen. We had 2008 happen. That was painful. Remember that. Go back and look at those returns you were seeing. Negative 38%, negative 42%. Those are painful. And sometimes you don't want to know because you don't have time to go get a PhD in economics or finance. I understand that. And so if there's one thing we know, it's that people just want to be heard. And they want a plan they can understand. Does that sound familiar to you? That's why this episode of Protect Your Assets is looking at the sage advice of the founding fathers. And this is what we do for our clients at the Liberty Group. It's so important to educate you. And that's what Mr. Adams talked about this last segment, is to get educated about your finances. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice. So here's one that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
That the most powerful ally that an investor has is the law of compound interest. Have you heard that before? So what say you? Is this just a gimmick investment companies use to keep your money in their pockets? What do you think? Well, actually, it's just good old-fashioned sound math. What am I talking about? One of our founding fathers in particular had a lot to say about the magic of compounding. I'm going to call him Mr. $100 Bill. You may know who I'm talking about. Said this, quote, "Remember that money is of a prolific generating nature. Money can beget money, and its offspring can beget more, and so on. 5 shillings turned is 6. Turned again, 'tis 7 and 3 pence, and so till it becomes 100 pound. The more there is of it, the more it produces every turning, so that the profits rise quicker and quicker," end quote. Who said that? That's right, Ben Franklin, Mr. $100 Bill. And this came from his advice to a young tradesman, written by an old tradesman, in 1748. So old Ben was around for a while. Quite a smart guy. And here he is talking about compound interest. Well, what is compound interest? Well, there are two ways to accrue interest when you invest. You have simple interest and you have compound interest. Mr. Franklin's talking about compound interest. Simple interest is this: when you earn interest only on your principal. So if you had $1,000 invested at the bank, say, and you're earning 5%, which you're not earning at the bank right now, we could talk about that if you'd like to know where to get 5%. Anyway, you're going to earn $50 a year on your $1,000. Here's how compound interest works. the interest on your account compounds. So let's say you had a $5,000 retirement account earning 7% interest each year. The first year, you're going to earn $350 in interest, which brings your total to $5,350. The following year, interest is calculated based on, this is important, on the $5,350 total, not the original $5,000. That's called compounding interest. So in the second year, you're going to earn $374 in interest, and now your total grows to $5,724. Now listen to this. Even if you never deposit anything but the original $5,000, you're going to have $38,061.28 in 30 years. That's a $33,061 profit. So compound interest rewards people who invest over long periods of time, not necessarily those who can afford to invest the most or who have a short time horizon. It's very important that you understand this. Compound interest hurts you on the flip side. And I talked about this last segment. We were talking about debt. One of the problems that we have with compound interest when it's not your best friend is when you have loans and you don't pay your balance off each month. I talked about this last. This was something that Thomas Jefferson had talked about. If you missed it, go back to pyaradio.com and see what Thomas Jefferson said. What I'm talking about is where you've got a credit card and you're just paying the minimum each month. Now, this is something I've talked to many people who do this because they think that they're fine. They're getting ahead. They're just keeping, they're treading water in a way. It's a way to push off what they can't afford right now. You've got to change that thinking. You can't do that because this is where compound interest will bite you. What ends up happening is that interest starts to accrue on the debt in the credit card and it starts to mount quickly. And you can end up owing a ton of money to debtors. And that's how many, including Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers, got into trouble. The debt just crept up too quickly and got them. So the same thing that happened, if you think about it, to Bernie Madoff, because he was promising big returns and the compounding effect of those negative returns ate up and swallowed him. He couldn't keep up with it. And that's what ultimately takes down any Ponzi scheme. So you've got to think about switching that power because it's very powerful. No doubt. Ben Franklin knew exactly what he was talking about, but you've got to have investments set up in a way where you can take advantage of that and not affect your lifestyle. This sounds simple, but it's not. It's complicated. And when you retire and you start looking at drawing down your money and living off your money, even during a recession, which I would argue is right on the horizon. There's a fire on the horizon. It's coming. It starts with the word R. Recession. What does that mean? It means 20% pullback. So get ready for it right now. This is your time. I've been warning you for weeks. We've been talking about this. It's time for a quick break. But when I come back, find out what another founding father had to say about taxes and enjoying your savings the right way. It's all coming up next. So stick around. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander. We'll be right back.
No, we don't have magic sand to throw in your face when you're sleeping, but we're working on it. We do have proven strategies, well-educated financial advisors, and fiduciaries on staff. And of course, the guy who's looking for the magic sand. But hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And today, right now, you've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Other shows are busy talking about the annuity of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds. We help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. Like this week, are we going into a recession? And what does the recent retaliation from China mean to my portfolio? So one of the best ways to get help on your individual situation in a very comfortable environment would be at one of our upcoming events. These are free educational workshops where we teach you all kinds of things about lowering taxes, getting more out of the government when it comes to your Social Security, and how to save and make money during these volatile times, which are going to get worse. So come to a workshop. Go to pyaevents.com. You can register right there. We've got an event coming up in Walnut Creek on September 4th and 5th. Again, pyaevents.com, and you can register right there. I want to wish a happy birthday to Kalo Helt, Brian Kennedy, Jim Maxwell, Chris Owen, John Tavi, Claire Hollander, Michael Levine, Brent Norman, and Carolyn Owen. Happy birthday to all of you. So this morning we're talking about the founding fathers and their wisdom on how you can make better financial decisions during volatile times. In the first two segments, we were talking about John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, all had really good advice on how to make money and protect your money during these volatile times, which are, by the way, just going to get worse. So now you've probably heard the famous saying about death and taxes. And who said that? Well, of course, it was Ben Franklin. And he said, quote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes," end quote. This was from a letter he wrote in 1789 to French scientist Jean-Baptiste Leroy. And death and taxes, what could be worse, right? We all know at some point we're going to die. And we all know we're going to pay taxes every year, April 15th. But think about this. If you could learn a way where you could take your taxes and actually make them lower or help them help you make more money. Because think about this. If you're paying less in taxes on your investments and putting that back into your investment account, and letting that compound over time, what does that mean? It means you're going to have more money. And that's what you're trying to do by listening to the show, is to accumulate more money, most likely. So if you're that sort of a person, you want to learn how to save taxes, then I've got a message for you this morning. Ben Franklin, Mr. $100 Bill. How do we get more of those? We start thinking like Ben Franklin. This is another thing that Mr. Franklin said that I thought was pretty interesting. This is, quote again, "Wealth is not his that has it, but his that enjoys it." This came out of Poor Richard's Almanac, 1736. Think about that. What's the point of working hard if you don't enjoy what you have earned? Now, I've seen this happen with many people. I've been fortunate in that I worked extremely hard to get where I am today. I still work very hard. I love to work. Love to spend time with my family and friends as well. It's called balance. It's called, you need to figure it out. You got to figure out the proper balance so you can enjoy what you've earned. It's not about work all the time. And that's what Mr. Franklin is trying to explain to you. So I'd like you to sit back in your chair or your car or wherever you happen to be right now. Take a deep breath through your nose. Do it with me. In through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Let me hear it. Good. I want to give a big thank you to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another fascinating show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari. Network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back in the studio, Matt, Dora, Allison, and Phil, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am David Hollander. I am the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life, because the choice is yours.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.